Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So Christmas, Lucy, been and done, and I had my final Christmas meal last week at a place called Fanny's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
You know what? I didn't really enjoy Fanny's. It wasn't as good as I expected. I built it up quite a bit, and to be honest, it was a bit of a rip-off.
Wish you not the best you've ever had.
Dear. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we say goodbye to 2016. We are kissing goodbye to 2016, talking about the year that was, the highs, the lows, the so very lows, and talking about what we thought happened to us in 2016. Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never joined us before, you've picked a great episode. It's episode 47, and we're actually saying goodbye to this year. 2016 is no more. We're finished with it. We're tossing it away like a used condom.
See you in a bit, 2016.
I mean, if you've never joined us before, as I said, hello, we can always say it. We do a different, talk about a different topic each week. And this one is the year that was 2016. Before we get into it, I just want to say a true fact about myself, Luke Marsden, is that for the past 3 Decembers, I have worn the same Christmas jumper.
Wow, okay. Well, you've got a new Christmas jumper, though, this December.
Yes, but for the past, I've still not worn that properly. This one is cost-efficient. The one I'm actually still wearing right now, I'm just not going to take it off now until next year.
So I thought it was looking a bit worn as well.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You put a bit of weight on as well.
Do you think
I have?
It's
not fitting you like it used to.
That is a disgusting thing to say. I can't believe you just said that. Do you think I'm getting a bit of a chin?
It is Christmas. Do you eat more at Christmas?
I know, but what about my gaunt, kind of like drug addict user face? Kind of as am I losing that?
You're losing it a bit. More drug addicts in the room.
I'm very disappointed. Well, maybe. Well, let's not rule that out completely. Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
Okay, I guess a true fact about me, I've never actually bought any Christmas jumpers or Christmas dresses. I've like pinched them all.
What?
Not very good. I hope I don't get locked up for this.
That's disgusting.
Well, like,
who have you stolen them from? The shops? Because that is a crime.
My friend lent me one and then just kind of forgot to ask for it back. And then I don't really speak to her anymore. So it's a bit awkward giving it back now.
Brilliant.
And then I guess one was my ex-boyfriend's. Same. Awkward. We don't speak. So I'm not giving it him back.
Well, I'm seeing a pattern here. In fact, I lent you a Christmas jumper earlier on. I want that back now. I don't want you keeping that because we'll not be speaking by this time next year. So.
Aye.
Which will be a bit awkward for the podcast, actually.
That would be quite awkward.
And you know what, though, Lucy? 2016, I think ultimately we've got to think about it as one thing for you and I jointly.
We do.
The year the podcast launched.
The year of the podcast.
We launched it way back in February 2016.
Honestly, as if we ever thought we'd get to December.
We'd never thought we'd do 47 weeks worth of episodes. 47
Honestly,
episodes.
You know what? Time has flown.
When we first started, I genuinely thought we might do one or two and call it a day.
What, almost half a century?
We're not quite half a century,
almost.
Lucy.
Almost.
Oh, nearly 50.
Off.
Yeah.
5 weeks off.
Nearly. That's if I decide to bother doing it in the new year. Might give it up as a new resolution.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Have you got any new year's resolutions yet?
I mean, let's not talk about the year ahead, because let's talk about the fact that 2016, Lucy, what was your new year's resolution?
To give up sweets.
And we know, basically, the last moment, squeezing the last tidbits of 2016, how have you done?
Eat a bag of eclairs every single day.
So, to summarise,
almost.
It was a spectacular fail.
Well, obviously I'm exaggerating, but still, I eat a lot of sweets.
Too many sweets.
I just can't do it. I've not got the willpower for resolutions.
That's the thing, though, Lucy. I feel as though you're weak.
I'm very weak.
As a person.
I'm very weak.
And mentally. I think, you know...
Physically and mentally.
For you, has 2016 been the year that you hoped?
I it's not been a bad year. I've quite enjoyed it. It's been a very good end of the year.
You left your parents' house in 2016.
Yes, I
you
got my own little pad.
You moved into an apartment in 2016. You have rediscovered yourself.
I've rediscovered myself. I've found myself, I'd say.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I've just found who I am.
I hate when people
found
say that.
Found myself hiding in a corner.
I want to know how many people at the beginning of the year stuck to the new year, new me thing.
Well, no,
December.
None.
I bet it's the new, still a new year, and it's the same crappy you. That's probably
what it was like. Last year in 2015, I kept that resolution, so I'm quite proud of myself then.
What did you keep last year, 2015's resolution?
It was a promise to drink a lot more water, and I do to this day drink a lot more water.
And there's an asterisk on that promise, because in the bottom asterisk terms and conditions, it also meant substitute water for wine.
Oh, Prosecco.
The thing is, though, Lucy, I mean, would you say 2016 for you has been the year of drinking?
Year of drinking? I'm not an alcoholic, Luke.
I think I've drank more this year than ever before, and I've certainly ate more, well, based on what you said earlier, I've ate more food than ever before this year.
Oh, wow, okay.
I think 2016...
Come out of your anorexic stage,
yeah,
you?
I think I'm finally giving up bulimia for 2016, and you know, I've kind of, it, for me, 2016 has been a bit, and I hate, don't you hate it when these people say, it's been a roller coaster of a year?
It has been a roller coaster. I've quite enjoyed 2016, I have to admit. It's been a good year for me.
I've actually been on roller coasters this year, so it physically has actually been a roller coaster of a year.
I've not. I really want to go to Alton Towers.
I can get you free tickets.
Amazing.
Hi, Liz, if you're listening. please call me back. And 2016 has been, it's been a year of challenges for me. It's also been a year of kind of, I've gone away, I've visited places I've never been before. I've never been to Amsterdam,
been
to Barcelona. Oh. I visited both those places this year. And
I went to Dubai.
You went
never
to Dubai.
There.
So, you know, it's been a year of culture for us, hasn't it?
It's been a year of culture. I think we're like ambassadors for culture.
I don't think we'll be winning any ambassador prizes for ambassadorships anytime soon, Lucy. No. But 2016 might have been a good year for us, Lucy. But in the world, 2016 has not been a
good
year.
Year.
Let's have a look at some
AKA
of the.
Brexit.
Well, let's talk about some of the UK's top trends on Google.
Trump.
These are some of the biggest, in order, the most searched for terms on Google this year, the top 12 or something like that.
Go on,
I've got.
Go for it.
So, what do you think the most searched for term this year has been?
Trump.
No.
Brexit.
No. Oh, not the not the top search for term this year.
Celebrities' deaths.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Euros 2016 was the top search for term this year. Well, we had the Euros in 2016.
Yeah, but like, that wasn't the major highlight.
According to Google, it was, followed
by
something that took over everybody's lives this year. Pokemon Go was the second most searched for term this year.
Pokemon Go needs to bore off.
Well, it's going now, I assume. 2016's done. People might get bored in 2017. It could be,
Pokemon
stop.
Go?
You know what? You're going to be surprised by my answer, but no.
Really? You're like the biggest geek ever.
Listen to the sound of your voice now. You sound absolutely gobsmacked that I didn't get Pokemon Go.
You. Let's admit, you're a massive geek.
Okay,
so,
well, I mean, I was
this
that.
Was the type of thing which would really suit you.
Well, I didn't get Pokemon Go. I give it up, and I'm not going to take it up. Maybe
How
I'll
can
get
you
it.
Give it up when you didn't even get it?
Apparently, there's a limited edition Pikachu you can get, so
oh
I might
goodness.
Get it by the end of the year.
You are all over that.
What was after Pokemon Go?
Brexit.
No, David Bowie's death.
Oh, David Bowie.
Because if you think about it, we lost
legend.
Some legend. We'll come on
we
to that
really
in a bit
have.
Of the people we lost, and we'll maybe give a few minutes silence, because that'd be a bit awkward on podcast, though, wouldn't it? Followed by the man of 2016, Time Magazine's Man of the Year, President-elect Donald
goodness.
Trump.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You know, it was Lord Sugar that said, Donald Trump has pulled off the biggest PR stunt in history.
Ever.
I actually...
Ever.
I listened to a seminar this week, and it was all about 2016, the year of PR, and 2017.
The year where we all...
Well,
doomed.
They kind of talked about 2016, the big PR campaigns. One of them was Toblerone. It was a genius move. It cost nothing to do the campaign of advertising the new Toblerone because everyone was hated it that much.
Oh, my goodness. You've just lost half the chocolate in that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Have you lost half the audience? Because what they've done is done a traditional PR. You work in PR. You should know this, Lucy. They've done a traditional PR strategy, create a debate. And who used that to get him to the White House? President-elect Donald Trump. What do you mean, how did he use it? He went out there and said, we're going to build a wall.
What's that going to do with Toblerone?
No, oh, jeez. Lucy is literally still drunk from Christmas. She has no idea what she's saying right now. You know what? I'm going to give up for 2016. I'm going to give you up for 2017. That's what I'm going to do. This is the last episode of Luke and Lucy FM. I'm sorry to break it to you. Carrying on, underneath Donald Trump, a man who died this year, Prince.
Oh, Prince. Honestly, no, like Alan Rickman for me.
Well, he's not on this. Sorry, no, he is. So we go from Prince to... The European referendum, Brexit, is after that. Followed by Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Professor Snape.
He was one of the best actors ever.
You know what you're probably surprised about? How low down the next one is?
Go on.
The Olympics.
Oh, wow, okay. But I think the Olympics always happen every 4 years, so it's not like a
No, literally, that is exactly what happens in the Olympics. Are you looking back? Because, by the way, please do check out an episode where we talk all about the Olympics and have an actual Olympian, sort of, on the phone. So please do check that out. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM.
Yeah.
46 episodes to choose from. That'll take you through to 2017, in fact. Lucy, did you enjoy the Olympics this year? Because I'll be honest, I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't watch a lot of it, but it was a fantastic show, especially from the UK.
Do you think so? I can't remember how many medals. We won quite a few medals, didn't we?
We won like 50 odd. So many medals. I can't remember the exact number.
I can't remember the exact number,
honestly,
but
it was. Like, there were being sick medals.
It was
like
a decent
every
amount.
Single day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it was sick.
Yeah.
Have you picked
like
up some new words in
2017?
Oh, lovely. Yeah, they were vomiting medals. Olympics. Then, of course, we go on to Deadpool. The film.
Deadpool.
Yes.
I didn't watch that.
Have you know? Well, okay. So, I mean, what do you think the biggest, highest grossing film to date? Bear in mind, we're recording this before Star Wars is released. Just want to point that out. What is the highest grossing 2016 film to date? Now, have a little think, Lucy. Wrap your brains around it. I think you could get it if you pause for thought.
The Hobbit.
Yeah, that's it. I'm quitting. I'm literally...
Hobbit
was released
in... like, sold-out films ever.
What year was The Hobbit released?
I don't know.
Get your phone now. Google what year The Hobbit was released and you'll find that it wasn't 2016.
Why does it have to be 2016?
Because I've just asked you what was the highest grossing film in 2016.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so, 2016.
What year was The Hobbit released, by the way?
We're still looking at this.
You're still... yeah, because, I mean, you've just, you know... I have to pull you up in a ridiculous statement like that, Lucy, so, yeah.
2012, actually.
There you go, you're 4 years out.
Wow.
Close guess.
I can't believe it was that long.
What's the highest grossing film of 2016, Lucy?
It is... I don't really watch that many films in the cinema, so I don't know what it is.
Finding Dory.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get that.
Finding Dory is the highest grossing film.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Was it good?
With my girlfriend, and yeah, we really enjoyed it. And
was it better than Finding Nemo?
I didn't find it better than Finding Nemo, but a lot of people didn't, but it's made a lot of money, so who cares?
There you go.
Who cares? You know, for 2016, I mean, we've had so many deaths this year, and I have literally got a list of 98 names who have died this year.
Like celebrities?
Well, I mean, like, pull some names out. I'll let you read out some names. Just pull out any names on this list, Lisa. There's a list of them.
Okay, Maurice White.
Who's that?
He's a musician / songwriter, founding member of Earth, Wind and Fire.
Oh, and he died this year.
Castro died as well, didn't he?
Big year for Fidel.
Oh,
well, he died, so it wasn't really that big of a year. Name some more names that died this year.
Okay, Mike Minor, who was an actor. He was Steve Elliott on Petticoat Junction.
Absolutely no idea. Name some bigger names people have actually heard of.
Okay, well, obviously, as we've mentioned, David Bowie.
David Bowie. Bowie or Bowie? That was a big debate after he died.
Bowie. Frank Sinatra. Jr. I didn't know that Frank Sinatra Jr. died.
Yeah, he's passed away.
Age 72.
I wonder if he's buried with his dad.
Oh, wow. Why did I not know that? Tony Burton, who's an actor.
Really?
He was boxing trainer to Apollo Creed and later Rocky in 6 Rocky movies.
Oh, he's died as well. I've never watched any Rocky movies. Maybe that should be a news resolution for 2017.
Exactly. Prince, obviously. I'm trying to just... Alan Young, who's an actor. I'm trying to think of people who we'd know.
Well, so far you've read out basically one name that we know, David
Prince,
Bowie.
Prince. And Fidel Castro. Hello.
Fidel Castro, obviously.
Muhammad Ali died. Why did I not know this?
Where exactly have you been this year, Lucy?
I think I've been under a rock.
I think you've slept for most of 2016.
I wish I'd slept for most of 2016. Honestly, tiredest girl in the world at the end of 2016.
Well, yeah, but I mean, probably there'll be a few more people tired. For example, Hillary Clinton's not had the best of years, has she?
Jose Ferdinand.
Who's that?
A basketball player, apparently.
I mean, what is this sheet I've printed off?
I mean, know. Fidel Castro, I've mentioned him. Well,
yeah,
like
that's
10
great.
Times.
The 10th time, no. He's dead 10 times now. Name another name.
I don't think you'll know Ollie.
Or name somebody else. You must be stirring at a few names.
Yeah, but you won't know them.
Just admit people listening to this might know him.
Okay, so Kevin Meaney, he's a comedian, Uncle Buck in the TV series by the same name. I know Uncle Buck, actually. I've heard of that.
Oh, dear. Have you met him?
No, I've never met him.
We're not meeting that guy as well, no, he's dead.
Jack Riley.
Okay, you can stop reading them out. We've no idea.
James Stacey.
Again, no idea who these people are.
Bill Nunn.
Who?
Bill Nunn.
None is who I've heard of. None of them.
Teddy Rooney.
But again, I've absolutely no idea.
Scotty Moore.
For 2016.
Mark Rice.
Lucy. Have
Bonnie
you...
Brown.
Oh, dear.
When did Whitney's daughter die? That wasn't this year.
Is that not Bobby Brown?
No, that's Bonnie Brown.
Bonnie, Bobby.
Did they die? When did she die? I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Was it last year or this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, she died. I can't remember. There's been, the only thing is, though, if you had to sum up 2016, how would you sum it up?
The year of the death.
The year of the deaths, because it
what
is...
What an enlightening subject to be talking about.
But the thing is, though, the 2016 has been, frankly, a disastrous year, hasn't it? You know, like, I mean, if we start here in the UK, we started the year with Prime Minister David Cameron. We're ending the year with a woman in a skirt.
With a woman in a skirt? Oh, hello,
Theresa May.
Over
no,
here,
I'm just saying, Theresa May, no one saw that coming. And, you know, nobody saw Donald Trump
no
becoming
one saw
president.
Brexit. Oh, my goodness. No, but, honestly, this year was tragic.
I mean, to be honest, though, like, it was the point this year where you just thought, right, let's stop, guys. Let's finish end 2016. Let's move on.
No, because I personally have had a good year, although I do know elsewhere it's not been a good year. But for me,
how has it been?
It's been a great year.
For your circle of friends?
Good years. Have two of them got engaged this year.
Wow, is that putting pressure on you? Because one thing that we haven't talked about, Lucy, is
me.
Your biological clock's ticking now that it's 2060.
Right,
I'm just saying, you should have five kids by now, and you don't. I can
how old do you think
Mick,
I am?
Mick Jagger had a kid. Mick Jagger, oh, please. She's also losing her marbles this year as well. Mick Jagger had his kid.
Your biological clock's
ticking. No, Mick Jagger had his kid at 72.
Well, there you go.
These little swimmers will still hopefully swim well into my 70s if I make it that long. Whereas you, Lucy,
who's having a baby at like age 50 this year?
50, I'm not sure.
Janet Jackson.
Janet
Hello?
Jackson, there we go. Janet Jackson. Go. Oh, she call it Michael if it's a boy. Oh, can you imagine?
I hope so.
Oh, that'd be a tribute, wouldn't it?
Or MJ, just MJ.
Has Michael Jackson died this year? How many times has he died?
He
dies
died
every year, doesn't
like
he? 2009, I think it was, when Michael Jackson died.
I actually remember the moment when I found out he died.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where was you?
I was working and, I just found out.
Brilliant. What a fantastic story, Lucy. Thanks for that. I'm enlightened to know by that. I was actually in a boat party on the Thames when Michael Jackson died. That's a better story.
Yeah,
and somebody from
a boat party.
Yeah, somebody from my big brother year actually informed me about it, and I was like, "That is shocking." He claimed that David Guest texted him. David Guest died this year.
Oh,
you know, David Guest was a legend. And I met him. I had the pleasure of meeting him last year.
I actually saw him in real life once.
Well, okay, I'm saying I've met him. You're saying you saw him. Which of these stories is better, Lucy?
Mine.
Oh, when did you see him?
I can't remember.
Right, that's fantastic, Lucy. You can't remember. That's fantastic.
Might have been in a dream.
Have you lost anybody this year? Pets? People?
No, don't have pets.
Oh, that's high five to no losses. Don't actually high five.
Actually, my dad's Auntie Margaret has just died.
Oh, let's have a moment, Fanty Margaret. Moment's over. I think...
Luke.
I'm just saying, you know, your dad's not going to listen to this. And Auntie Margaret's
well,
certainly not going to... Was you close to Auntie Margaret?
She was a lovely, lovely lady.
Oh, well, she'll still be a lovely lady wherever she is right now.
In heaven.
In... maybe. You can't guarantee that. All I'm saying, you can't.
Seriously.
You can't guarantee it. You know what? I think on that note, Lucy, we are done with 2016 and
we're all ready for 2017. Have you got any New Year's resolutions yet?
Well, I thought we could hold that thought because I think the next episode we're going to do in 2017 is the one where we say hello to 2017. Yeah.
Hello.
So, Adele, she did well this year because her tour tickets sell out for about nine.
For...
Oh, you're doing Lionel Richie. Brilliant.
I saw her. Was it this year? I saw her. Yeah,
Adele.
Yeah.
And you saw Justin Bieber who's a rip off.
Oh god, massive rip off. But
absolutely.
I still love him.
You still love him, right?
Still love him.
Lucy, we are done. If you want to sum up 2016 in one word, Lucy, give it me.
Pretty sweet.
That's two words. That literally sums it up. On that note, have a happy new year, wherever you are. And if you listen to this in July, happy July or August, whatever month you listen to this right now.
Happy life.
Thank you so much for joining us on Luke and Lucy FM this year. We've had
a great year.
We really have.
And thank you for all your support.
Thank you so much. And please send us money. Tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Have a great, happy new year. And we'll see you in whatever
year
is next.
See you in 2017.
Or 19 if you listen to this in 2018.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.